The U.S. Coast Guard says bad weather has hampered efforts to recover oil from the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico, allowing more crude to gush into the water. BP says it has already spent $2 billion in its efforts to shut down the leaking well and clean up the oil that has been affecting the water and the shoreline, and also reports payouts of $105 million on claims in the past 2 months. Those 2 months since the spill began. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The newly appointed director of the BP Fund to help victims in the Gulf region, Kenneth Feinberg, has pledged to speed up the payment of claims. And White House spokesman Bill Burton said the Obama administration would also push for the victims to be compensated quickly.
We've fought hard to make sure that BP is living up to their responsibilities. We're going to continue to do that. The president has said he wants to make sure that the process is fair, that it's prompt, and that BP has the money set aside to do exactly what's necessary in order to pay the claims.
Burton also responded to criticism of BP chief executive Tony Hayward, who angered Gulf residents when he was spotted at a yacht race in England over the weekend, and of President Barack Obama, who spent Saturday afternoon playing golf.
If Tony Hayward wants to put a skimmer on that yacht and bring it down to the Gulf, we'd be happy to have his help. But what's important isn't what Tony Hayward's doing in his free time, it's what BP is doing to take responsibility for the mess that they've made. All the different issues that the president's dealing with, I think that a little bit of time to himself on Father's Day weekend probably does us all good as American citizens that our president is taking that time.
The oil spill that began with the explosion that killed 11 people and the subsequent foundering of the Deepwater Horizon rig has yet to be contained. According to recently revised estimates from British Petroleum, as many as 100,000 barrels of crude continue to spill into the Gulf of Mexico every day. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.